Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ray Kaplan is an attorney whose commercials and conversations you hear frequently on this radio station of ours. Good morning, Ray. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. Thanks, John.
I called you for a couple of reasons. Senator Durbin isn't available to us just now, but I still want to talk about this. And you're as tapped into this topic as anybody, and probably including members of Congress, but 5 dozen of them have signed a letter that says we should forgive up to $50,000 of student debt. I can't believe that that still has some traction. And about all of that, hey, Pete, do we still have the audio from Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson? You're giving me the thumbs up on that. Asked about student loan forgiveness yesterday. Here's the position from the White House.
We're still looking at administrative options, but Congress can also send the president a bill that would provide $10,000 in debt relief, and he'd be happy to sign that bill.
Since the Democrats haven't had many wins lately, it was suggested to me by a few of you that maybe they'll just sandbag this thing until closer to the election and then drop it on America and everybody will love it. I don't know. Because, you know, Ray, my wisdom on that is everybody who can get it will take it and they'll be happy about it. And I don't think they will reward Democrats for it. Democrats, because I think they also think, like a lot of these texters think, that they didn't get theirs, so why should you get yours? Anyway, what's your thought this morning?
Yeah, this is an interesting time because I think that they're doing a political as well as a financial calculation. So the Department of Ed put out some numbers where basically the $10,000 loan forgiveness would cost the taxpayer collectively $373 billion. The $50,000 off of everybody's federal student loans would cost $1 trillion. And Bernie Sanders' proposal to forgive all federal student loans would cost $1.6 trillion. So when you look at the numbers, I think the $10,000 off of everybody's federal student loans seems like the most bang for your buck in terms of a cost-benefit analysis. And I think it would enable Biden to keep his campaign promise, which was to take $10,000 off everybody's loans, because we talked about this before, John, how they're basically doing this kind of targeted loan forgiveness where a lot of people are getting huge amounts of their federal loans forgiven. And it's getting some good press, but it's not that kind of simple formula that everybody can wrap their brain around, which is, okay, if you have federal student loans, you get $10,000 off. And I also think it would not make too many people mad. Do you know what I mean? I think that even people who are kind of curmudgeon-y about it and don't want people to get any forgiveness, $10,000 off of your loans, I mean, that's a big difference for people who have a, you know, one of my paralegals actually has a $13,000 federal loan balance. And, you know, $10,000 off that loan would make a huge difference for her.
Tell me what the payments are for these people that you deal with, people in general. How much student debt do we all tend to carry? We'll pick it up here in a minute. Ray Kaplan's on a phone line. She's the attorney with Kaplan Law Firm, whose financialrelief.com website deals with this stuff. You know her name. You may have something to say about this. 312-981-7200. I would love to hear from you right now. Visiting with attorney Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com is her website. She's an attorney specializing in student debt. You may have something to say about this proposal. And the White House still yesterday acknowledging that the president would sign a $10,000 relief package. Ray, is it your guess that that would be across the board? There'd be few qualifications for that?
That's my guess. They might limit it to undergraduate debt, so that really it mostly impacts people who don't have graduate level debt. I think they're trying to work it so that this doesn't actually mean a big forgiveness for people making over a certain median income, and there are ways to do that. But you know, the average student loan debt in the United States is about $39,000, and the average student loan monthly payment is about $393 per month or so in that neighborhood. So I think a $10,000 forgiveness for most people or most graduates, it would provide a lot of relief. And I think that the, you know, what Psaki was saying there was, she kind of wants everybody to be on board with this, or at least everybody to be accountable to the voters, so that it's not just Biden who has all the responsibility for it. If there is any backlash, that basically everybody is supporting this, and that way there's kind of more dispersed accountability. But I do think it would be a popular thing to do.
Did you say that the average student loan payment is $393?
That's the average, right?
Wow. I mean, boy, think about the infusion. If those young people, those middle-aged people, saved that money or spent that money, but I'm thinking spent a lot of that money. Think about the infusion of cash that would be into the economy. Think how that would improve the lives of those people. They could buy, you could buy cars with $393 a month.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the analysis that the Congressional Budget Office is going to be doing, in that, look, there's no way they're going to forgive all federal student debt, because that would massively reduce one of the assets in the government's portfolio, because this student loan debt is actually a big asset worth over, you know, $1.7 trillion to the federal government. So there's no way they're just going to wipe away that asset. And there's probably no way they're going to wipe away $1 trillion as part of that asset portfolio, which is the $50,000 portfolio, or sorry, the $50,000 proposal by Democrats. But the $10,000 loan forgiveness, $373 billion, I think that that has a pretty good chance.
Well, we got $393 billion. I mean, we've been throwing that kind of coin around left and right. I'm not even being cavalier about that. That does seem to me, boy, listen to me, I'm changing my tune even as I speak. But seriously, I do think, I object to the principle, but we've done dumber things with our money before, I'll say that.
Right. I think it's just, it's one of these issues that's become a very popular issue. I think it's, you know, before the midterm elections, and they want to, you know, give something to their base. And he did promise it. It was a Biden campaign promise. So I think that even though they've done a lot of other targeted forgiveness, it's not that $10,000 off of everybody's loan.
Why don't they attack the rate? Why you and Terry and everybody just say because they can't, because they don't, because they won't. Why don't they just lower the rate to 1% or make it principal only? Why can't they do that?
They got to make money on these loans, John.
Well, they're not going to make money on loans that they forgive, right?
That's true. But when you're talking $373 billion out of $1.7 trillion, that's doable. And that's going to kind of give everybody what they want without a lot of backlash and without a huge cost. But to lower or to even eliminate the interest rate on federal student loans would just be crazy for them, because then they essentially are not making any money on these loans. Remember, the interest starts to accrue on these loans from the day that they're dispersed.
Okay, let's take some calls. 312-981-7200. And we don't need to take only calls from people who say, I paid for my student loan, why do I have to pay for yours? I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not the Democrats. I'm not even the Republicans. I wonder how many Republicans would vote for this. And that's why maybe there will be a sprint before November, because the House will probably flip in a half a year or so here. And if they want to get it done, they better get it done soon. I don't know what the political consequences of that would be, if Democrats would be rewarded for this or not. Let's talk to Mark. You're on WGN. What do you want to say, Mark? You're on the air.
Hi, this is kind of after the fact, but I'd be curious your guest's idea on the concept that if the government or other agencies are going to loan as much money to a student as college costs, maybe we're attacking the problem backwards. And until universities start to reduce the cost or find ways to contain the cost, basically it's unlimited funding. It doesn't matter what your degree is in or how much money you have, we're going to give you as much money as college costs.
And tuition,
so what about a tech?
Tuition has far exceeded. The cost of college has exploded compared to the cost of living. Everything else has gone up, tick, tick, tick. There's inflation, there's increased costs, and going to college has exploded, and in part for what you just said, Mark.
The universities know that the students can get as much money as they need.
What do you think about all of that, Ray?
I have to agree with the caller on that one, because basically this is a problem that was essentially created by the huge expansion of this loan program.
Yeah.
In that if everybody gets federal student loans, then colleges have no incentive to keep the cost of tuition down, because it's essentially that the Department of Ed is underwriting tuition. So it is kind of a problem. There does need to be, they do need to address the fact that college tuition has gone up exponentially every year. And if you look at over the last 20 years, it is hugely, I mean, it's just, it's grown in a crazy way that has far outpaced inflation or the cost of pretty much everything else.
Isn't this something Bill Clinton signed, and the idea was so as to make college affordable for everyone? We did this. We guaranteed student loans, but as a result, we opened up a floodgates. We built Pandora's box.
Yeah, in a sense. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where the intention was good. We want to give everybody access to college. And how do you do that exactly and keep the cost down? So there's got to be a way to do that that, you know, Congress just hasn't thought of lately. But I do think that they're going to have to address that issue with the colleges. And a lot of these universities, and I know we've talked about this before, they have huge endowments with billions of dollars that they're just sitting on.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be addressed too. I mean, what is the point of having all that money? Why not give it to, you know, students who deserve it or have certain grade point averages, et cetera, or
Well, I'll tell you what Harvard says about that. They say, we know we have billions of dollars, but that money's earmarked for certain things. We can't use it that way. It's not designated for that, which is a crock. This
right.
is Terry. You're on WGN with Ray Kaplan. Terry, what can we do for you?
Hey, listen, you know, listening to this is like, this is a conversation that, boy, we could have for 2 or 3 hours every day. I have two grandsons who are out of college, one out of college probably 4 years, one out of college 1 year. And I'm going to tell you, if they got a $10,000 break, God bless America for doing that. And I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat. These kids are fighting to get these loans paid off so they can start a life. My one grandson is paying off double his, living at home, so when he leaves home, he can actually afford to either go rent an apartment or hopefully try to save for a house. And my other grandson, hopefully he wants to start planning for a wedding. He and his fiance are right now trying to get rid of these college loan debt because they can't really plan life yet.
Terry, do you have any idea? Terry, do you have any idea how much these grandkids owe?
I think one is on the verge of just about 15 to 20 left, because for 3 years or 4 years he's been paying maybe $1,000 a month to get it off.
Back. Yep. Wow. Okay, hold on, Terry. We're out of time, and I'm so glad you called. I want Ray to respond to what she's heard.
Sure, absolutely. So I think one of the biggest problems that Congress really needs to address is allocating enough money to the servicers so that when a borrower has federal student loans, that they get quality service from the servicers who can actually tell them what their options are, because there is really no need for them to be paying $1,000 a month. Under the law that regulates these student loans, there are great payment plans. The only problem, nobody knows about them. And so that's really what we're trying to do, is make people understand how the law applies to your student loans. Because if people knew how the law applied to their loans, nobody would stress out. Nobody would not get married or not buy a house. It should not affect your ability to buy a house. And in fact, it doesn't. You just have to be in the right payment plan. And the federal statute does have great payment plans. The problem, nobody knows about them.
Okay, we're out of time today. Good luck to you, Terry, and your grandkids. You might want to call Ray Kaplan. Financialrelief.com is the website for her law firm. She's a font of information on this. Ray, thanks for your time today.
Sure, anytime, John. Thank you. That's